Good morning, James, for the first time in 2021. Happy New Year. How are you?
Good, Michael. Always good to be on the show.
Great to have you. And I know this is such a busy time for everyone in racing, but did you manage to sneak a couple of days off over the summer period with the family?
Yes. I spent a bit of time up at Kelvin side at the farm there. Saw a microphone and a couple of the stallions in the barn. And we got a few spellers there too, and the family spent the kids' Christmas at Mudgee before flying up for the Brisbane races that qualify wasn't for the Magic Millions, and enjoy the atmosphere of the Magic Millions sale of 2021, which was an unbelievable result really, and good to be a part of.
Crazy sale. I know over the last couple of years, Godolphin's been dipping the toe in the water a bit more than previously. Obviously, Exhilarates has been a flag bearer, but how did you end up from this year's sale?
Oh, we thought they were very expensive, which is great for the horse market. We purchased, but we had to pay. We had to give plenty to buy, and thankfully, we were able to ride the crest of that wave somewhat. And now, Tried Horses, who were sold straight after book two, they sold very well. They averaged 65,000. As you know, everything's very exposed and transparent when we do sell our Tried Horses. And Jason Walsh is convinced that has attributed to horses being very well found in the market and buyers coming to the table with great confidence.
Well, there's a couple of horses that you won't be selling anytime soon, and we get to see them in action on the weekend. And interesting throughout the week, tell us the backstory to Viridine running in the Australia Stakes, who was the late entry, and Isurian, who was originally entered in the race, not running.
So both horses competed in the same qualifying event. Try to get into the Magic Millions on the big race day there, the 16th of January, and they just missed. The Victorian ran third. Viridine ran fourth with a big weight. And we targeted a couple of weight for age races sometime after that. We were initially going to run Viridine at Rose Hill in the expressway. The Australia Stakes was a good option for that horse, but a query in the back of our minds was whether or not he would handle the Valley as well as Isaurian might. Isaurian's had a start there and ran a good second after leading all the way a couple of years ago. We had a bit of a grip on the numbers of nominations, so we didn't have to nominate Viridine straight up. But we ended up putting him in when we saw that the strength of the nominations wasn't quite there this year. Unfortunately for Isaurian, who was having a great prep leading into it, he just didn't quite scope the best in the lead up to the race, so we ultimately didn't accept him yesterday morning. And Viridine will be our sole representative, and Isaurian will be saved for another day. We're looking like possibly running him in the Rubiton once he comes right.
Well, fingers crossed that he's okay for that, because we'll look forward to seeing him in action. And gee, it is a weak addition this year, and it looks a perfect race for Viridine from a perfect barrier.
Yeah, he looks like getting a nice run, doesn't he? The horse is very well suited with his rating at weight for age. He also would have been well suited next week in the expressway, but we've got a couple of very, very capable mares running there in Sydney next week in Flit and Sebastiana. And I'd say that Viridine will be ready to run very well. He should bring plenty of fitness, residual fitness from a few runs his prep already. Unfortunately for him, he just missed out on getting into the Magic Millions. But back to weight for age here, he's well suited, looks great, and I'd say he'd be extremely competitive.
You've got a couple of two-year-olds that are entered tomorrow night, and I notice they also hold entries in the preview of the Diamond on Tuesday. Are you going to run at the Valley tomorrow night with Kalos and Telluride, who's emergency at this stage?
Look, we're still weighing it up. We'd love to see Telluride gain a start there. But just with maiden conditions in Victoria, first starters take preference over horses that have raced. So even though Telluride was a great second and has quite a bit of prize money to her name, after only one start, she sort of misses out, and maybe maybe that could be looked at. But the colt Kalos has probably got improvement in him. I think she's ready to win, and it would be interesting to see how that worked out. But both are ready to run good races, and Kalos would probably be a bit better suited at Moonee Valley, which was our initial thoughts. But it'd be nice, as I said, for Telluride to be in a maiden and a race she can really take hold of. But we'll have to see how that unfolds in the next little while.
Would you run her on in the preview on Tuesday if she doesn't get in?
Probably not. Godolphin have got a filly heading there called Frost Flowers, a frosted filly who'd be very hard to beat in that race.
Yep.
I noticed Enthar's in the nominations there too, but from your outlet, it seems she's more likely to head to the Chairman's. Is that right?
Yep, correct. That's what they've said all along. Yeah.
There you go. Mm.
Have you worked out at this stage who you think are likely to be aimed towards a diamond?
We're getting there. Tomorrow's one small step towards it with the resuming barrier trials of the two stakes winning colts we have, Animo and Ingratiating. We nominated Bacchanalia for the Blue Diamond preview for colts on Tuesday. He's quite likely to come down now after he's been declared a fifth emergency at Randwick in the 5-furlong race there on Saturday. So, there are a handful of horses, and plus the horses you mentioned earlier, and they're sort of coming through and will give us a bit of a guide in the next couple of weeks.
Bacchanalia, we've seen on one occasion in what looks a pretty strong victory vein behind Captivant, and it trialled really well at Kembla Grange. Don't know what it beat there, but how do you rate Bacchanalia compared to, say, an Animo?
Well, look, Bacchanalia is a lovely horse. He's got lots of scope about him, and yet he's still quite fast, as you'd see if you watched his tapes. His debut run was very promising, without winning. There's just a few things that worked against him on the day, but he's no doubt the type of colt to really lift again in a resuming preparation. And we've by and large kept him in work most of the time since then. I'd say Animo, just with all race experience, having had the win under his belt already, has got the wood on him at the moment. But these horses could improve very quickly, and the next 2-3 weeks is going to be pretty important for the way they shape up, whether they're aiming for a diamond or whether they slip back to Sydney like we did with Microphone a couple of years ago and avoid the diamond altogether. It'll remain to be seen, but there's two horses you'd love to own, and I think we could have a bit of fun with them.
Absolutely, and Picarone is a nice little filly. She was good on debut as well. Where does she fit into the mix, who races at Sandown on Saturday?
Yeah, she's a strong filly. She's got a really good finish to her. She will be well-suited stepping up the 1300, having the only win under her belt in that field. She's been forced to carry 59. She's got to have the work cut out for her in a handicap. But this will give us a good guide about how far she's ready to step forward off that debut. Lots to like about the way she won, and good to see her rewarded by stepping straight to 1,200 metres, which she looked like she enjoyed. So we'll either step her up in distance after this, or we might even still keep her in the mix for the Blue Diamond herself, because she's just so reliable to run a strong 6 furlongs, and not every other 2-year-old out there that's got speed could say the same about.
Absolutely. What about the rest of them on Saturday? Have you got one winner for us at home on Saturday, do you think, James?
Look, I think the horse that you know a bit about, Valaquenta, will run a good race in the 1,100-metre race there. He's drawn to get a good run, and we're just quite happy with the way he's progressing. So I would keep your eye on that horse if I were you.
I spoke to Glenn Boss yesterday, who's making a move to Melbourne to partner Bivouac, and of course a couple of other nice horses. How is Bivouac going?
He's terrific. The horse is enjoying his preliminary. He's had absolutely nothing go awry there, which is important, and he let down nicely in his spell. So he'll be fresh and ready to go. 1,000 should be perfect for him up the straight, and I'm sure that'll be a highly anticipated return from the the best horse we have in training.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the highlights of the Autumn Carmel Bivouac, first up in the Lightning with all the superstar sprinters. James, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Good man.